The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Terrific. How are you?
Beautiful.
For the second week in a row, we have Dan Craddock, owner of Brighter Window Cleaning Company. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Thanks for being here with us for the second week in a row. You're no stranger to our program. You were here several years ago, and we're excited that you're back. And we're going to talk about rain gutter cleaning today and power washing. Every week, Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate talks real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
Right. And what did Cy Sims used to say in New York? He says, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's what we like to do, is educate the customer. And you can email us with any questions you have at questions@jreddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jreddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. You can see what's going on. Also, I want to give a shout out to Jan, who goes to karate with my son. And he says he was listening to us on the radio, and he likes to listen to us, and he says he always gets a lot of good information. So that's what we're here to do, is provide information.
Hi, Jan. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And remember, look us up on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. Okay, Dan Craddock, owner and operator of Brighter Window Cleaning. You don't just do windows, though, do you?
No, we don't. We have a few other services that we provide.
Before we get into those other services that you provide, how long have you been doing what you do? And contact information, please.
I've been in the industry about 12 years. I haven't owned a business for that long, but I've been in the business for about 12 years. I've owned the business for about 9 now. And contact information, if you're looking for window cleaning, pressure washing, or someone to clean out your gutters, you could find us on the web at www.brighterwindowcleaning.com, or you can call our office at 570-341-7422.
Okay, power washing. I call it power washing, you call it pressure washing. Is it the same thing?
Right, yeah, I think we discussed this before, but power washing, I think is more of a slang term. I don't think it's the correct term, but pressure washing is what I say. Right. I call it pressure washing as well. But you can use, there's nothing wrong with calling it power washing. They are essentially the same thing.
So what do you pressure wash?
Well, we could do houses, concrete, patios, pool areas, furniture. There's different types of surfaces on houses. Most people have vinyl siding. That's more of a modern material. There's old aluminum siding we could do. There's a material called Drive-It, which is kind of like stucco. We also do stucco. I think that kind of covers it all. But yeah,
brick.
Brick, yep. You can pressure wash brick too. So all those surfaces can be pressure washed.
Let's get this one out of the way because we don't want to assume anything. How about roofs?
Roofs. No, you should not pressure wash your roof. There's actually a different method to do that. It's called soft washing. We do not do that. But you can call a roof cleaner and they will soft wash your roof with special chemicals they use to kill. There's a lot of those black streaks on roofs that people want to get off their roof.
So homeowners that are both courageous and do it themselves, they do a lot of things themselves, they should not get up on a ladder and power wash their roof.
Well, you shouldn't power wash your roof because that's not, you're going to wear your roof out if you power wash your roof. You don't want all that pressure going onto your shingles. So that's why you shouldn't. Plus, you could rip your shingles off your roof, which would be terrible for your roofing system. So the technique,
not to mention kill yourself.
Right.
In
yeah.
The meantime.
If you get wet up there, you could slip off. So maybe you don't want to be on a wet roof holding a powerful water gun. But yeah, you should not power wash your roof or pressure wash your roof. But all those other materials, you could clean safely from the ground.
So one year, when you came to do our windows, you also did pressure wash our house. And our house is a lighter color vinyl siding. And even though my husband does a lot of projects around the house and is, you know, hands-on, very handy, we have a pressure washer. And that was not something that ever...
No, but I can't get up where I can't get to the second floor. Right. And like he says, I'm not jumping up on a ladder with that high pressure hose. Oh, I'm on the ladder. Nice. All of a sudden, I squeeze the trigger. I'm flying.
Yeah. Right.
And it's right. a long way down.
Right. But it was a good thing that we did that, because under the eaves, especially, it was showing signs of discoloration.
Yeah. There's a lot of surface dirt that hides up there, because typically in a rainstorm, it's not going to get that area wet. You know, rain does keep your house kind of clean, but it's really not clean, but it'll keep the dirt from really building up. And you'll notice that under the eaves, where you're going to see at least the first 3 feet under your eave is usually covered at surface dirt pretty heavily at some places too. So
you reach a point after years and years and years of it that you probably can't get it off.
Well, lighter siding does tend to stain. If there's caked up dirt on there for years, it could become very difficult to get off. And sometimes it is exactly that. It's a stain. But pressure washing is very useful for more than just dirt. Mainly we get calls because there's a lot of surface mold on siding. It usually, if you see your house starting to turn a greenish or a grayish, you'll see it's mold growing on your house. So pressure washing is very effective at taking that stuff off.
Removing that.
Absolutely, yep. Okay. Your house will look almost brand new when it's done if it has that kind of stuff on it.
Yeah, I notice a lot of the stucco when it gets dirty. It starts to... Looks like there's black lines all over the place.
Yeah, well, stucco has a lot of different things. I mean, that could be tough to clean, and pressure washing sometimes isn't even the complete answer to that. Pressure washing is a very useful tool, but it's not a magic wand. It's not going to make every house look perfect. I mean, stucco houses, I tell people that the end game in stucco is always probably a paint job down the road. You have to see what the pressure washer is going to do. But some stuff, it's a stain on stucco and you can't get it off. I mean, there's a lot of things we can get off stucco. The hardest thing to probably get off stucco is usually rust. We can get rust off. There's a special product we use for that, but it does come off. But again, some things that are on stucco are stained, and you probably need to get a paint job eventually to make your house look perfect. If that's what you want is perfection, you probably need a paint job on stucco.
I would think, we talked about how the squeegee when you clean windows is the trick, but it's all up to the user and the knowledge and how to use it well, and that's what you do because you're trained. I would think the same applies for a power washer. I would think people need to really know how to use this instrument, this tool, because I'm sure you have seen and I have heard many stories. Many things that can go wrong. People blow out windows.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like a power washer is a powerful squirt gun, but it's very powerful. You could etch a lot of surfaces with it and damage things with it. So, yeah, you do need to know your ranges and the proper techniques and tools or cleaners to use in a pressure washer to do it a professional-looking job. You know, and most people don't know that stuff, so... I would highly advise calling someone to do it for you that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I was showing a house about 2 weeks ago. And I could see it clear as day. Somebody had a power washer. They turned the nozzle. They put it down to like a pencil stream.
Oh,
and
boy.
They actually carved into the concrete.
Yep.
And all these squiggly lines. And then I was looking up at the house. And there was all these squiggly lines on the screens that were actually, it looked like somebody had cut them.
Yeah.
Talk about not knowing how to use your tool.
That's tough. Yeah, I've seen that on houses too, where people cause damage. You know, you see all the squiggly lines on the siding. And that means they got too close with the wrong tip on the pressure washer. That tip you're probably talking about is the 0 degree tip, the red tip. That one could hurt you. It could damage a lot of things. You really don't ever need to use the red tip. That's usually for reaching high areas. But yeah, like you mentioned, Pat, that you could definitely damage surfaces with a pressure washer if you're not used to them.
You gouge a surface on the decking, you gouge it right out. It's like going with a router roll around it.
Absolutely.
I had a house years ago too, and we sold it, and it was out, I won't say, in the Moscow area. So the side of the house, one side of the house, it was unevenly faded. Mm-hmm. And it looked like someone took a cloth and just did an S.
Right.
And I couldn't for the life of me imagine what happened to this. You could tell it wasn't the sun that faded. It was siding. And I just couldn't imagine. And I was presented with the question from a potential buyer as to why does the siding look the way it does? What happened there? I did have to ask the homeowner, and they said it was because of
They pressure wash it. Yeah. Well, it depends. I'd have to see it to know what exactly happened there. But a lot of times people will call too. A common thing is if they have an aluminum sided house, aluminum's tricky. If you have aluminum siding, sometimes the paint is actually wearing off, and what you're seeing is a discoloration. You're actually seeing the aluminum bleed through the paint. So the paint is starting to wear off, and you really need a paint job, but people will misconstrue that and say, hey, can you pressure wash my house? And I say, that's not what you need. So I decline jobs if it's not going to be the correct thing for the house. I'll tell people what they need. So aluminum,
it could actually make it look worse, right?
Well, you could, but the end game along with stucco is with aluminum siding is probably a paint job.
Right.
If you want it to look perfect, because if your paint's starting to wear off aluminum, you're only going to take more paint off if you pressure wash it.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've painted the stucco a couple years down the line. It's starting to look a little, dirty.
Look a little tired.
Then can you pressure wash it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But a lot of times I get calls from homeowners that have had a stucco job on their house for, 20 years, and it's looking really, really tired. And, like I said, you have to get the pressure washer out to kind of do a job to see what it needs after that. Sometimes there's staining on it. So, but yeah, usually if it's been painted in a few years down the road, you want to, if there's surface mold on it, it'll come off stucco pretty easily.
Okay. So you wouldn't be damaging that paint?
No, not at all.
Okay. So obviously I would be worried about that. So you do decks, patios.
Yeah, if anybody wants
surfaces.
To see proof of these surfaces that we've cleaned, there's plenty of pictures before and after on our website, or even there's a hyperlink on our website to our Facebook page. There's plenty of pictures to prove what we can do and make your surfaces look awesome again and almost brand new. So, but yeah, we do everything we mentioned earlier in the show is as far as surfaces.
Okay, and your website is?
www.brighterwindowcleaning.com.
Okay. How about your phone number?
It's 570-341-7422.
And booking up quickly then, right, at this time of year.
For the spring, yes. If you want to get on the schedule, I would advise to call quickly and reserve your date.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a gorgeous 3-unit at 908 Taylor Avenue in Scranton for $259,000. This building has 3 3-bedroom apartments, all with front and rear entrances and front and rear porches. This building has been loved by the owner and the tenants. It has beautiful hardwood throughout, and it has built-in linen and china closets in each unit. It also has a 3-car garage and a lovely yard. Live in one of these beautiful apartments and have the rental income pay the mortgage. That's a beautiful 3-unit at 908-910 Taylor Avenue in Scranton for $259,000.
Thank you, Pat. And guess what I have for you today?
An article.
No.
Oh, statistics.
Yeah, that's your favorite, right? You love statistics.
Yes.
Okay, I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics, year-to-date statistics so far. This year, absorption rate percentage is going down. That's the amount of time that it would take the current inventory of single-family homes to sell. And it's now under 7 months. It's at 6.8. And last year at this time, it was at 9.9. So it took quite a jump. And that's good.
That's a good sign.
So the median list price year to date is $145,000. And that's for single family homes. And the median sales price is just a little lower than last year at this time. It's at $105,000 for a single family home. And so far, the sold listings are dead on. It's dead even with last year at this time. So, time will tell. But the active listings so far this year are down 20%. So less inventory, and that's on single family homes. Now, the multifamily statistics, the absorption rate is also going down. Year to date, it's less than 11 months. Absorption rate, once again, is the amount of time it would take the current inventory of a multifamily home to sell. Last year at this time, it was at 17.5. So that's a very good sign. Active listings for multifamily homes is also down 20% so far this year. And the sales price ranges that we've seen increase year to date for 40 to 50,000, the sales are up 66% on a multifamily, and 50 to 60,000 is up 50% year to date, and the $60,000 to $70,000 price range is up 100%, as well as the $100,000 to $120,000 price range. So some good signs there, because that's a market that really needs to get going. It never really
came back.
Never recovered. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Dan Craddock, owner and operator of Brighter Window Cleaning and more.
How are you guys?
I'm putting that word and more in. Because you do more than just cleaning windows.
We do.
In the first half of the show, we were talking about one of those other services that you provide, pressure washing.
Yes.
I call it power washing. You call it pressure washing. And what else do you do?
We also clean out gutters, and we install gutter guards. People are interested in getting that done as well.
That's what I'm thinking we're going to talk about now then. Gutter cleaning.
Sure.
Okay. So according to the National Safety Council, approximately 30,000 people are injured every year from falling off a ladder and trying to clean their gutters.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it might actually even be more, but 30,000 is what they're saying.
That's all kinds of injuries, everything, I guess. It doesn't specify, right?
No.
Injuries.
It doesn't.
They fall and get hurt.
It doesn't tell me
how. It's dangerous being on ladders if you're not, you know, prepared.
Well, even someone.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, there's a guy I worked with. I mean, he was a New York City fireman with me, Charlie. He doesn't listen. Well, I'll find out if he does. But he was up on the side of a ladder doing something on his house, and he fell down, and he broke the big bone. He broke the femur, and I don't even think he's still right. And Charlie, we've all been trained on how to be on ladders, and we all know. But
Well, you don't even like ladders.
No, I don't. But if I have to, I go on.
Well, sure. But you know what to do.
So much can go wrong.
Yeah, so much. Accidents happen.
Right. Yes, they do. Even if you're good at it, they could happen.
When I'm going up by myself, I don't have anybody standing at the bottom holding it for me.
Yeah. Well, weren't you, a couple years back before Dan cleaned our gutters, didn't you go out on a ledge or something and one of the neighbors was calling up to you? You were out there with your leaf blower trying to get the leaves out of the gutter.
He thought I was committing suicide.
Don't jump!
And Jackie's down there, jump, jump.
Well, Dan, depending on the day and the last conversation, colorful conversation that occurred in the house.
First question, did you pay the insurance?
Okay. So you clean gutters, and it's important that everybody cleans their gutters because a lot can happen if we don't.
It is. Yeah, there's some bad things that could happen to houses. Usually you just want to keep water away from your house for a number of reasons, but a few things are just, you know, if you don't clean your gutters and they're overflowing with water, you could experience soil erosion. It could, you know, you want to get all this water away from your foundation, because if you don't, it could crack or even shift. So those are a few problems that could happen if you don't have your gutters cleaned regularly. Not to mention, if you get a huge storm and your gutters aren't working and all this water ends up near your foundation, then you can get basement flooding or puddles in your basement, you know, and if your basement's finished, you don't want that, obviously. So that could prevent water from going into your basement, as well as having clean flowing gutters.
Also, it's a haven for bugs and pests.
Yeah, I like when they're clogged and the water can't get out of it and it's a little cold and it freezes in the gutters, and then it freezes and it freezes, and there's like, what is it, probably 20 pounds per square foot
that
are in those things that'll rip it right off your roof.
They get heavy, absolutely. they could start pulling away from your house if you get a bunch of ice hanging off it. But sometimes the ice isn't even preventable. You're going to get ice if you have a ton of snow that's melting off your roof. That's not 100% true that all your ice problems will be completely gone if you get your gutters clean. That's a whole nother issue as far as gutter cleaning is concerned. So you're going to have ice if you live in a cold region with tons of snow on your roof. As it's melting and refreezes at night, you're going to have icicles because it's not going to have enough time to go down the gutter and down the downspout. There's just too much of that for it to all happen that way.
Well, talk to me about your gutter guards. So you don't, then if with gutter guards, you which you install, it's a service you provide.
Yeah, they're not my brand. I buy them from a company, but they make premium gutter guards. And I can't stress that enough because there's tons of products out there that are gutter guards per se, but some of them aren't good. And honestly, a lot of them aren't good. What happens is people I see a lot is they'll put gutter guards on that they could buy it, you know, a big box store, but they're not good. They're either made out of plastic or just materials that aren't good enough to stand any kind of weight on them that you'd normally get debris going into your gutter. So it'll end up caving the gutter guard in, and essentially you just have a gutter guard and now your gutter's clogged again. So really
pretty useless.
Yeah, it is. Once your gutter guards cave in, that means they're not working because now your gutter's blocked with leaves and your gutter guard that caved into them. So I can't stress enough that we install premium gutter guards and they're made out of stainless steel or powder coated steel, and they're not going to cave in, and they accept a ton of water, and the design is really, really well engineered so that they last a long time and accept a lot of water. And really, I always tell people, nothing's going to get in your gutter, and if they do, we'll come out and clean your gutters for free if there's a problem, because I'm that confident that nothing's going to happen as far as any debris getting past these gutter guards that we put in.
So though, we no longer have to remember to call you
exactly
to clean our gutters.
Exactly. That's why you should get gutter guards if you want to take the hassle out of calling somebody or remembering every year to call somebody, because to be honest, people forget about this stuff all the time. There's people that get their gutters cleaned once, but then they don't for 5 years. But you need to clean your gutters out if you want to be on top of it in the spring and of the fall every year. You want to get all the flowers from the trees that are blooming in the spring, all that stuff that ends up in your gutters. You want to get that stuff out because that could clog your downspouts. And then in the fall, obviously with the foliage, all the leaves falling, again, you have to clean them after that. So if you put gutter guards on, you could essentially just forget about ever cleaning your gutters again, because the ones that we install work very well, and it's a chore that you could literally eliminate and forget about. It's just done and over with. But again, if something did happen and something got into there, we would come out and clean them for free if these gutter guards were to let you down.
Pricing. Let's talk about the cost of gutter guards.
Well, Pat brought that up before when we were talking on the commercial break, but pricing is essentially, if you're going to pay for gutter guards, it's typically about 5 years worth of paying someone to clean your gutters up front, if you look at it that way. So it's going to cost more than getting your gutters clean, but you're not really treating the problem every year. You've cured the problem. So the cure is usually more expensive than the treatment, you know, but we're essentially curing your gutter cleaning problem for good. We're not treating it every year like most people do every year. So the pricing is, if you want to talk numbers, it could range really. It depends on how much foot of gutter you have around your house, because gutter guards are bought per square foot. So on the low end, you're looking at maybe $400, and on the high end, if you have a ton of gutters around your house, which is nothing I could do, but it could be $1,000. So it really depends. You have to go out there and measure. Every house is a little different, but that's what you could kind of
sure,
expect.
Sure, but you gave us an idea. So, yeah. I mean, that's what we would have
And again, I want to stress that they're premium products. There's a lot of products out there you're going to waste your money on as far as buying gutter guards. So you could either, you know, you kind of get what you pay for, right?
I had some gutter guards on mine. Somebody had some homemade screening that they thought would be a good idea to put over there. And then over the years, it just became a ball of screen
in
the gutters, and it caught every piece instead of deflected. It was a mess.
See, sometimes we'll get people that call us for gutter cleaning too, and they'll, you know, well, hey, we need to make an appointment to clean our gutters, and you know, they're a place that we've usually never been, and I'll get up there and I say, well, you have gutter guards and they're all bolted into your gutters, so what's the matter? Well, they're clogged up. Well, then they're not doing their job, so they're not a good product. You know, if you need to call someone to clean your gutters when you have gutter guards,
something's not right.
That's the whole reason for getting gutter guards, is so you don't need to call someone to clean your gutters. So, you know, if we go to a house and there's gutter guards on there that are bolted onto the whole, you know, gutter system, that's not a fun job, and that's pretty expensive if you want those all taken off and to be cleaned out and get your gutters cleaned out. So that's why I can't stress more again, that the gutter guards that we install our premium products. Nothing's going to get in there. And if something does, you can see through the product that we put on there. I'm not going to exactly tell you how it's designed. I do have free samples if someone wanted to call in and get us out there to show them some free samples and give them the rundown on how they work. But you can get these gutter guards out very easily if something were to get in there, which I don't think ever will. But you can access the actual gutter, unlike some of them that are bolted onto the gutters.
How does someone get in touch with you?
They can go to our website at www.brighterwindowcleaning.com, or they can call our office at 570-341-7422.
Dan, you know, when you come to my house and whatever service you provide, whether it's window cleaning or rain gutter cleaning.
Gutter cleaning that I don't want to do, that I'm not getting up on a 30-foot ladder to do. Thank you very much.
Pressure washer.
That I don't really want to do.
Cleaning. You know, it's always nice to see you because you're a nice guy. And it's always nice, you know, your services that you leave behind are wonderful. I never had a problem with anything. But I'm going to tell you, it like picks up my spirits after you've been at my place.
Thank you for the compliments,
yes,
Jackie.
Yes. So it's always, you know, after the winter time, we all like to do our spring cleaning. But like,
I'd like to do less spring cleaning and call you.
Thank you
very much.
So some of the, not only the products you use are different than what's available to me, but some of the equipment that you use is very different than what anything I have or can get my hands on. So
right.
You use different methods.
I mean, there's homeowner grade equipment that you could buy, and then there's professional grade equipment you could buy, and some of it does the same things. But what I'll say, a professional job is just going to be, number one, faster for the consumer, and probably just more effective, because, you know, again, touching on other things we already talked about a little bit, but if you hire a professional to do it, they're going to breeze through it and you're going to get the desired result. Whereas if you do it, you may not get the desired result, but
and be exhausted afterwards.
Exactly. And, you know,
and the wife yells at you because you didn't do a good job.
But you can actually, you can take concrete, which over time starts to darken or
it gets black. Mold grows all over concrete. So sometimes literally it's literally a night and day difference. If you have, like, say you have a concrete or a nice bluestone patio that you've neglected for 10 years and it doesn't look how it did at all. But literally, if you run a pressure washer over it, it's really a night and day difference. A pressure washer is an awesome tool. It really is. And it could really make things look brand new again. And it's something you want to consider, especially if you're selling a house. You know, you want your stuff to look in tip-top shape. So hiring a professional to come in and pressure wash is well worth it.
And you have some apparatus, right? Some big thing that, what does it look like, a lawnmower?
Well, right. For flat surfaces, we do have, it's called a flat surface cleaner. And it's a piece of equipment that makes cleaning concrete a breeze. Whereas if you have like a huge concrete driveway and you're in there with your
little pressure washer,
homeowner grade pressure washer, it's going to take you probably 8 hours in the burning hot sun to pressure wash your whole your whole driveway. And, you know, it's just not going to be a fun experience. I can tell you that much because I've done it that way before and it's very time consuming. But yeah, our flat surface cleaner can make an 8 hour job into probably an hour and a half job. That's how big of a time saver it is. So, you know, if you hire the right people with the right equipment, you're gonna get results and you're gonna get them pretty fast at an affordable price too. So it's worth hiring someone to come and do pressure washing services for you.
Once again, your contact information.
You could find us at www.brighterwindowcleaning.com or you can call our office at 570-341-7422.
Dan Craddock, owner and operator of Brighter Window Cleaning. Thank you so much for your time 2 weeks in a row. We enjoyed your company.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you soon at the house. All right. I have a listing here. We have a stunning four-bedroom, four-bath home at 1935 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for $279,000. Money was no object when this home was built and updated. This home has been skillfully and tastefully updated throughout. It has natural woodwork, wood floors, it's got a garage, stained and leaded glass windows, pocket doors, window seats, several walk-in closets, two dressing rooms. Had to take a deep breath. Beautiful tile baths. It's got a new kitchen and a phenomenal private third floor master suite. The owners are willing to sell it for far below what they paid. Without a doubt, we are offering this for far below what it would cost to reproduce this house. This house is really outstanding. That's a phenomenal four-bedroom, four-bath home at 1935 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for only $279,000.
Thank you, Pat. During the week, call us at 570-344-6724 or visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And don't forget, tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.